smart speakers, smartphones, online, and on Amazon TV. This is Sound Radio Wales.
So, a temporary dispersal order was put on RIL on Tuesday night, Wednesday, after antisocial behaviour problems. So we've asked on our Facebook page, what more could be done to tackle the antisocial behaviour problems in RIL Town Centre? Your thoughts, please. And thank you for all your comments that have been coming in. Good morning to Dave Cheatham. He says, there's not a lot you can do if the parents aren't taking control when their children behave like this. There's not taught respect anymore. No discipline in the home and schools. They know will not be punished. Start giving fines to kids and their parents. They might think twice. Then make it easier to give a fixed penalty for unsociable acts. Cliff Morris has been on with it. I don't see how this sort of works. It's slightly controversial what he said. Doesn't really make sense. I don't think it helps at all, actually. You're very welcome to make your point on it. But Cliff Morris says, tackle the amount of absentee landlords who don't care who they import into Wales. What's that got to do with it, Cliff? Where does it matter where people come from? Where does it matter where what the landlords do? But no, surely that's nothing to do with it. That wouldn't change anything. We can't vet landlords, can we? And tell them we can only bring these sort of people into the town. Leslie R. Griffiths says, fine the parents, charge the parents for not disciplining their kids, or something like that. Make the parents responsible for the child's misdemeanours. I know parents don't always know where their children are or what they're up to, but if they are being punished for their kids' bad behaviour, then maybe they might discipline the kids better. I don't know. It's a way, I guess. Helen says, encourage self-employment and get them into clubs depending on what sort of behaviour. Okay, not quite sure with that one. Ian Brown says more community interaction by the police. Also, the town council needs to pull its finger out and give youngsters something positive to do. Is it to do with the town council? Why can't you do it, Ian? Why can't you set up a youth club or somewhere for children to go? Why do we always wait for the council to do it in this town? Have we been so well thought of in the past, where the council did everything, where there's plenty of money, where there isn't anymore, and we sort of wait for the council? I don't know. Hello to Linda. She said, I've seen North Wales Police turning a blind eye to these things. Enforcement is needed. That's the words of Linda. We don't know that for sure if the North Wales Police have, but to me, if they put this order in place, then they've obviously been doing something. And Julie Graham says, this is quite controversial, in my opinion, we need the Black Mariahs back, no matter what the age. Throw them in the back and hold them in a cell, flinking heck, with a bucket. Hold them in a cell with a bucket overnight, confiscate their phone and give them 500 lines that say, I must respect police people's property and privacy. There you go. Keep your comments coming in on our website at soundradio.wales if you'd like to read more. North Wales Police place temporary dispersal order in RIL after assaults that took place on Tuesday night. Lots of comments coming in. You can make your comments on our Facebook page at facebook.com/soundradiowales.
Sound Radio. The Big Sound of North Wales.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Sound Radio Wales podcast on iTunes, and you can find them on our website at www.soundradio.wales/podcast.